Some folks called me up upset because I've been talking about how the party system is unconstitutional, and now people are leaving the party system after watching what I've shown per the Constitution, per law. And so I want to go over some things and explain to you the best that I can, because it's a lot of information that's going on, that's in this, all right, to understand how the party system is being used against the people, how our Republican form of government has been vacated and turned into a government governed through democracy, right? Through administrative procedures, and where they have tricked us into these administrative procedures, and now out of what we have wrote in the Constitution as the Bill of Rights, right? So, as a result of being pulled into the administrative procedures and deceived into these procedures, we no longer can use the Bill of Rights and our state constitutions as mandatory provisions, because the court system that is and that we currently have, and the legislative and executive branch that we currently have, are all one branch, basically. They've got three different names, but they've been moved under one branch, basically under the executive branch, which also puts us under an Administrative Procedures Act, and administrative procedures being a whole nother way to where it only involves corporations, agencies. It involves associations and parties. All right. So, in the Administrative Procedures Act, actually beginning at the National Industrial Recovery Act, through done through an executive order by Roosevelt, who, very bad dude, actually, not a good guy for America. He did not do good things for America. Matter of fact, everything that he did actually really, really freaking it brought in the insurrection by the Bar Association, by corporations, parties, and associations. And I'm gonna lay that out and show you. This isn't an easy thing to address. It's really not an easy thing to address. It's a lot of information. A lot that requires understanding of even of the littlest things, like the difference between persons and individuals, and even the difference between an individual as a noun and an individual as an adjective, because that's important too when you're dealing with law and how things are written into law or written into codes and so on, okay? Because that's how they trick us in thinking that these things apply to us when they only really apply to individuals, persons, individuals, adjective. All right, and I'm going to show you what that is here in a little bit. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and address that now so we can understand the difference. I'll go into Webster Dictionary. Individual, what is an individual? Definitions are important, guys. It really is important because it gives you the understanding, the context of a sentence, of what's being said and what's being done. So we got the definition of individual as an adjective, or relating to or distinctly associated with an individual, intended for one person, being an individual or existing as an indivisible whole, having marked individuality, existing as an ex as a distinct entity. That's right there important. Okay, as an adjective, individual mentioned its definition as an adjective, you're looking at it as existing as a distinct entity. All right, well, here we go. Now we look at a noun. All right, a noun, the definition for individual as a noun, a particular being or thing as distinguished from a class, species, or collection, such as a single human being as contrast with a social group or institution, a single organism as distinguished from a group, a particular person, an indivisible entity. Okay, the reference of a name or variable of a lowest logical type in calculus. Okay, so what we're going here, excuse me, is we've got to be able to distinguish between a person and one of the people. That's important because in the Constitution, we have the people who wrote the Constitution, who have all political power, and who are, you know, whose rights are inalienable and inherent by God Almighty. Whereas you have a person, an individual as a person who is limited to what the Constitution, to what the laws, you know, that are made by Congress and so on. And so this is where we fall in place as far as starting the understanding of the difference between the people, which the people fall under the creators of the Constitution with all political power, which when you go to court, the due process is to apply under the Constitution's Bill of Rights, where the government is restricted and it can't go beyond the mandatory provisions of the Constitution. Whereas when you have an individual involving persons and falling under administrative procedures, they no longer have the Bill of Rights to protect them, to provide those, you know, protections, right? So basically what it is once you become a person, an individual as a person sense under an administrative procedures, what you're doing is you're now no longer one of the people. You are now considered an entity as under administrative procedures, under a corporation, under an agency, under associations and parties, okay? And that's going to be important because I'm going to read to you some of this stuff from the Administrative Procedures Act so you understand that once you become part of all of this, you are now a part of something outside of the Constitution, all right? And you are now a part of something that if it's unconstitutional, it goes against the Constitution. Therefore, it is a trespass against the people. Therefore, you inadvertently or even knowingly, which when you become a part of a party or an agency, you're agreeing to understanding that you either knew, right, what the Constitution says, and that you are not going to violate the constitutional provisions. Okay, so you actually get pulled into something that restricts you, right, and holds you accountable to laws and laws, regulations, and procedures. This is very, very much understood when you go and look at the party system, or if you're a part of the party system. What kind of party system am I talking about? Republican Party, Democrat Party, anything like that? Anything that you have to register for? When you register for anything, you pull yourself out, right? And and everybody's been deceived into that, not understanding that that's what's happening, and that's what has happened in America. Same thing as far as like license and stuff like that. When you go sign for a license, what you're doing is you're signing yourself into an administrative procedures, right? You're now no longer held to the, you know, protections of the Constitution that you, the people, wrote in place under the Constitution, which is mandatory. And this is what the courts aren't telling you. This is what your representatives aren't telling you, probably because most representatives have no clue about this. I don't know. Or, you know, your executive branch, right? So what they did was Roosevelt in 1930 really, really set in stone the violation of separation of powers and took the NIRA, the National Industrial Recovery Act, and under that formed multiple took executive orders and formed multiple administrations, right, and put it all up under there, and then used it to usurp the Constitutional Judicial Court of Record, the Constitutional Legislative Branch, the Constitutional Executive Branch, right? And to make it all become one to where basically you have a king. That's what's happening. That's why they're using all these executive orders against you and doing their own thing without the people. And this is what is the hardest thing to show people because, well, sometimes because of pride, because people don't want to admit that they've been duped into all this stuff, or because pride, because they just, oh, I can't be wrong. That can't be wrong. It couldn't happen to us like that. History repeats itself, folks. It repeats itself. And government is fully known to do everything in its power to take control and have authority over the people. It's all about power. And this is where we as America, in America have to realize that we've got to separate from all of this stuff and say, we're not going to freaking abide by this shit anymore. Excuse my language. We're not going to abide by this anymore. We're done with it. And we're going to take back our Republican form of government that was vacated years and years and years and years ago. Our Republican form of government was vacated years ago. This was a continuance from the king of infiltrating our nation in order to maintain his power over the people. Unfortunately, there were, fortunately, there was a lot of people, you know, even some judges who are recognizing this, doing everything they can to correct this wrong, but couldn't because the people didn't step up and exercise their authority as the people. Because over time, we became uneducated to the fact that government cannot govern us. When we are the ones that created government, government, I'm going to say that again, does not govern the people. It can only govern those who take an oath to the office, those who are elected. It can only govern them. All right. Now, here's the problem that we have. Because we've been deceived in all of this, what's happened through registration, like when you register to vote as a Republican, independent, all of that stuff, what they've done is they've tricked you out of the constitutional election into a corporate election. So you're wanting to know why all of this is going on with your elections, right? When you're wanting to know why they're freaking putting in people they won't, it's because you're not in a constitutional election, which is to be held by all people, all the people, not by corporations, not by parties, nothing like that, okay? You see, these parties have usurped. And a lot of people, good people in the parties, don't fully understand that they're part of a usurpation of our Republican form of government. That's why when you see government officials get into office, they'll talk to you about a Republican form of government, but you really pay attention and what are they talking about? You'll hear them. They're destroying our democracy. You know, it's all about a democracy. I'm sorry, but in the United States Constitution, it is required that our government provides a Republican form of government. And if they do not, they trespass in treason against the people. So here you are, the people, wanting to know why they're doing all of this is because you're not standing in your authority as the people, right? You're not standing in your authority and saying enough's enough. We're not having this anymore. You're not standing up and saying, I'm not paying into unconstitutional taxes. And I'm going to show you that. And matter of fact, I'm going to read to you how it's unconstitutional, how the United States Supreme Court at that time was trying to fight back and did so unanimously, showing that the NIRA and all the codes and everything underneath it was unconstitutional. Why? Because they were using this stuff against the people. None of this was meant for the people, but it got used and the people got drawn into it. Why? Because they did acts like the Social Security Act. They did freaking birth certificates. They did all of these things that without your knowing, without your parents knowing, drew you into a corporate setting, into parties, associations, and so on, and then drew away further away from the Republican form of government. Okay. The Republican form of government that says, okay, there's these Bill of Rights that you government officials are not going to go against, right? You see, the government officials are going off their own, they're going off their old creations, their own creations, outside of what the people told them not to do. And here we have still individuals who see exactly what I'm saying, but choose to accept it, whatever it may be, maybe because you want the power. Maybe you want the power to be in control. I'm here to tell you, I went back and read a lot of old books on the elections and everything. This is all that led me Joseph, my good buddy, who has been years into studying this stuff and along with multiple other people. You know, this isn't just one person who's taught us anything. This is multiple people working together. Not one person can take credit for this. I'm going to put that out there. So, this has been through a lot of education and learning and, you know, mistakes and correcting those mistakes to where we've learned what's going on. And we figured out that basically the Bar Association has insurrected our nation. These lawyers, through the administrative procedures and so on, have insurrected our nation. Prime example is what we show. We did the court case. I show you in our court cases, writ of original writ, writ of exhibits, writ of default judgment, writ of prohibition, writ of contempt of the subpoenas, writ of contempt of the Arizona constitutions and United States constitutions, writ of quo warranto that we just recently did, right? We can show to you by law, by constitution, how all of this being used against the people is unconstitutional, how the elections and the party's involvement and corporations involvement are unconstitutional. We show all of that. And so what do they do? So the clerks of the courts, which are being run by, guess who? Bar associations, the judges who are also ran by the Bar Association. If you go look at all these judges, you'll see they're the top dogs on the committees of the bar associations, right? Which is a private entity that should have no influence into our government, and it does. That's unconstitutional, right? So you have all this going on, and now what you have is a whole insurrection. It's a whole insurrection. And the problem is there's innocent people who don't know that are part of it and are going to fall because of it. There's innocent people who are now learning the truth, but choose to stay in this corrupt system that is used to make them slaves to the system. And because they choose to, even though now they know the truth, because they choose to, now they're wanting to know why those people like me are saying you're committing treason. It's because it doesn't matter. You're a part of the system. The system in itself is trespassing against the people. The system in itself is treasonous against the people. All right. And who acts on the system? Who has taken this democracy, right? This democratic government and making it move, making it work. It's those who are elected into it, right? Who are elected into it by those who have been duped into registering as Republican, Democrats, Independents, and so on. This is what I've learned. We've been duped into this shit. Excuse my language, but at the same time, I'm upset because I get a call from someone and they're upset because I'm calling them treasonous. I'm not calling them treasonous. I'm not trying to. I'm just calling a freaking spade a spade. I'm showing by the law what's going on. And then by that doing that, if you're a part of it, unfortunately, you're dragged into it. And these are people that I truly care about who are, I know are trying to do the right thing. I know you're trying to do the right thing. And that's why I also talk about grace and mercy in a situation like this, that we, the people, are going to, there's going to be certain times where we're going to have to pray. We're going to have to apply grace and mercy as we take back our nation, because that's going to happen. Either that's going to happen or the Lord's going to call us home and everybody's going through a tribulation. And I sure as heck don't want that. But guess what? It's coming. And I trust God has a purpose because He's got to bring justice. He's got to bring justice, righteous justice, to this evil that's going on in this world. It's coming no matter what. You ain't stopping it. But meanwhile, I'm here on this earth. I'm here and occupying this earth, and I'm going to do good as God has called me to do. Here I am. And I'm using what God has given us, the Constitution, through our founding fathers, this wonderful gift that's been given to you, the people of America, United States, and each individual state within. You've been given a gift and you're not even using it. You're not even being stewards of it. What are you doing? You're complaining about everything that they're doing, right? When they're doing something that they don't even have authority in a Republican form of government, in our government, and you're letting it determine your decisions. You see, I haven't been. I've been continuing on. Even when I put stuff into the courts, this was done to show you I continued on running the Republican form of government. I continued on running the constitutional court of record as the people, right? I'm saying I, but I'm telling you when I say I, please understand that there's other individuals. Okay? This isn't about me. All right? I'm the one talking to you right now. So please understand that. Now, I want to address to you, hold on. I've been saying this NIRA, National Industrial Recovery Act. Okay, I've been talking about that. Let me see if I can screen share here. National Industrial Recovery Act whiteboard. Here's the National Industrial. Let's share this one. So, I'm sharing hopefully the one that I want right here. I don't know if you can see it. If you can see it, good to go. If you can't see it, let's see here. All right, let's see what's going on. Let me stop sharing. All right, well, I'll tell you what, here we go. We got this. Let me bring this one up, National Industrial Recovery Act. All right. Now, so here's the thing. The National Industrial Recovery Act got turned into the National Recovery Administration. Okay. What is that? The National Recovery Administration was a prime agency established by the U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1933. The goal of the administration was to eliminate cutthroat competition by bringing industry, labor, and government together to create codes of fair practice and set prices. Okay. I want to explain something to you. This cutthroat competition that they're referring to was the private. Okay. See, all the private had some protections at the time that they couldn't get by. All right. So because they couldn't get by the protections of the private, what they had to do is circumvent it. And then Roosevelt used these executive orders to circumvent that and control, like even private companies, private corporations, and so on. So this was a way to gain control over the people and their affairs as they worked in the private. That's what this really is about. Okay. So it goes on. The NRA was created by the National Industrial Recovery Act, NIRA, and allowed industries to get together and write codes of fair competition. I want you to understand, when they put stuff, they use words to trick you, like fair competition, like it's going to be fair. Actually, it ended up not being fair. Matter of fact, there's other parts where it talks about innocent people being arrested because they wouldn't follow these codes, because these codes were not fair. They were far from fair. Matter of fact, they were having people do stuff unconstitutionally within these corporations, and that was a problem there. The codes intended both to help workers set minimum wages and maximum weekly hours, as well as minimum prices at which products could be sold. The NRA also had a 2-year renewal charter and was set to expire in 1935 if not renewed. Here, I'm going to understand something. These things were not renewed, and an executive order cannot be used as legislation, but that's what's happening. It's being used as such. Where they're making, like when you have the problem with the ATF, right? You see the ATF making all these rules, right? Saying you can't have a silencer, you can't have this. Well, guess what? The ATF doesn't even have a charter to even tell you what you can't have. Our Constitution is very clear. The right to bear arms, it shall never be infringed. And even then, if it's not clear, the only ones that can say otherwise is the people on what the Second Amendment says. Government can't come in and determine what the Second Amendment says. Only the people can express the words otherwise what the Second Amendment means. And this is where we've been duped into also understanding. All right. So the NRA, symbolized by the blue eagle, if you could see that, was popular with workers. Business that supported the NRA put the symbol in their shop windows and on their packages, though they did not always go along with regulations entailed. Okay, see, they're not even always going along. What they did was, is they it, in order to ha in order to keep the government off their back, if they took this symbol and put it in their business and took it, what they're saying is, now we're gonna do what the government tells us to do so we don't get in trouble. All right. So they were afraid to stand up. Well, some of them weren't afraid to stand up, as you're gonna see in the Shelter Poultry Court versus United States, where in 1935 you actually have multiple hundred of court cases coming in as a result of all this administrative and executive orders put in place by Roosevelt, which were determined unconstitutional. All right. So I go in to say this, right? In 1935, the United States Supreme Court unanimously declared that the NRA law was unconstitutional, ruling that it infringed the separation of powers under the United States Constitution. So here you go. Now I'm going to repeat this. So the National Recovery Administration, it had all of these, what they call soup alphabet, right? And that's all of the agencies underneath fell under this. So you already have the United States Supreme Court unanimously declaring that the NRA law was unconstitutional, ruling that it infringed the separation of powers under the United States Constitution. You want to know why all of your children are getting taken away? You want to know why they're taking your money other places? It's because of these acts, these administrative procedures. It's because they're operating and taking your stuff and in a whole new freaking democratic government that's outside of the government that we formed as the people. And you don't stand up to it as the people. How do you stand up to it? How do you stand up to it? You stand up to it, but not being a part of the system, not being a part of the system. Moving yourself out of these parties, saying enough's enough. See, when you remove yourself from parties, it can no longer work anymore. And when you start removing yourself from all these parties and all this administrative stuff, right? And you start coming against them, they have no authority. If they want to come after you, guess what? Let them come after you, because you're doing everything constitutionally in the power of the people. And so if they come after you in any way, trying to harm you or anything, guess what? They're committing treason, and you have a right to defend yourself in any type of force necessary to stop the force being used against you. But we don't even have to do that, because we have the power of the pen. And we're going to utilize that. And we have the power of the people with all political power to come together and stop being a part of the system. Stop utilizing systems. Stop pushing these unconstitutional stuff. What am I saying as part of power of the people? I'm even talking to government officials who are in government right now, who are working in government. You have the power to stand up within and say, okay, I see that this is unconstitutional. I can't do this. You have the power to question authority, to say, what are you doing here? You're having me do something that's unconstitutional. Why are you doing that? Show me where in the Constitution you have the authority to do that. Show me where in the Constitution do you have the authority to order me to do something unconstitutional against my people in the United States. But see, America does not do that because of what? Fear. You don't do that because what? You're afraid to lose your job. Fear. So, and your fear of losing job, you much rather keep that little bit of pay that you're complaining about and getting taxed on anyways. And you much rather go and use what you're doing and go against those who you really care about, you supposedly care about, and enforce unconstitutional laws, right? As a prior law enforcement, I'm telling you, in law enforcement, a lot of you are enforcing unconstitutional laws because your boss is telling you to, because you're afraid to lose your job, and then you think you're going to be protected when you're not. You're not going to be protected when we, the people, take back this nation. You have a choice, and it is your duty, because you said you're going to protect and serve and protect the constitutional provisions, and you're not doing it. We have people right now getting their homes taken away unconstitutionally through an unconstitutional administrative court, and the freaking police and the sheriff's department are aiding on it. Because you don't stop as a law enforcement officer, as a deputy, you don't stop to really look and see, is these laws constitutional? You just accept it as such, and then you go and enforce it, not even paying attention, and now you are part of the problem. Now, like when everybody you hear want to know why everybody's calling you a brown shirt, Now you can understand why they're calling you a brown shirt, is because you're enforcing unconstitutional laws, codes at that. And but at the same time, you're saying you raised your hand to protect the Constitution, to provide due process to the people when you're not. You have a responsibility. I'm talking from a prior law enforcement officer. As a law enforcement officer, you have a responsibility to uphold the Constitution. You have that responsibility. You have that responsibility to protect the individual rights of the people. You should take pride in that as a servant. But the problem is you're listening to people tell you something without you really fully researching and looking into this. You can look at our court case and we lay out all this stuff as being unconstitutional because our government never had the authority, never had the power to even pass these laws. They never had it. And unfortunately, government officials, even law enforcement officers, do not have the authority to act as law enforcement officers right now because they themselves have not taken proper oath of office. This is the worst thing that we have going on right now. But this is also where I talk about the grace and mercy because we've all been duped into this. We all have been pulled into this unconstitutional way of government, this democratic way of government, when we even told government that they will provide a Republican form of government, a government that is by the people. But yet, even Border Patrol agents are screaming now. Some of them are standing up against their representatives. Their supervisors saying, "Why are you ordering us to do unconstitutional stuff?" I'm sorry, but if you have to sit there and say to your supervisor, "Why are you ordering us to do unconstitutional stuff?" but turn around and do it again, you're not standing up properly in authority. And you should be, as a law enforcement officer, if your supervisor's doing that, you have the authority. You have the power to remove that person, to arrest the person now because they're obstructing justice. What is the justice? The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. If they go against that, they're obstructing justice. Think about it, law enforcement. Think about it. Understand, look at your state constitution. See, they don't teach you. I know, I went through the academy. They don't teach you your state constitutions. Why? Because your state constitutions have put more restrictions on government and they don't want you to know that. And you will see that the state constitutions lay out all this stuff as being unconstitutional. I'll repeat this. In 1935, the United States Supreme Court unanimously declared that the NRA law was unconstitutional, ruling that it infringed the separation of powers under the United States. The NRA quickly stopped operation, but many of its labor provisions reappeared in the National Labor Relations Act. See how they keep on bringing this stuff around in the acts? They go from one to the other to hide what they're doing. To give you the illusion that they're doing something for you to protect you when the only person that can protect you is God Almighty. The only one. It's not even a person. God Almighty is the one that protects you, not freaking government. Government does nothing but bring control over you. So we have all this. Let's go to this. Let me minimize this. What are these alphabet agencies, right? So here we go. The alphabet agencies or New Deal agencies were the United States federal government agencies created part of the New Deal of President Franklin D. Roosevelt. See, I'm telling you, this guy was a bad dude. The earliest agencies were created to combat the Great Depression in the United States and were established during Roosevelt's first 100 days in office in 1933. I want you to see this stuff. They were using tough times in America to push in control over the American people. You look at 9/11, what do they do? The Patriot Act, right? If you ever look at the Patriot Act, you will see how much it violates. I mean, it tremendously violates the rights of the people, their Bill of Rights, and so on. If you really stopped and looked at all this, I want to show you, even here in the alphabet agencies where it brings up again, even though the National Industrial Recovery Act was found to be unconstitutional, many of the agencies created under it remain. Okay. The powers, so it goes on here. The agencies were sometimes referred to as alphabet soup. Libertarian author William Sapphire notes that the phrase gave color to the change of excessive bureaucracy. Democrat Al Smith, who turned against Roosevelt, said, and this is a Democrat, said his government was submerged in a bowl of alphabet soup. Even the Comptroller General of the United States, who audits government's accounts, declared he had never heard of some of them. While previously all monetary appropriations had been separately passed by act of Congress, as part of the power of the purse, the National Industrial Recovery Act allowed Roosevelt to allocate $3.3 billion without Congress. Listen to that. He stole people's money and used it against the people, as much as has been previously spent by government in 10 years' time. So in the previous 10 years, he took $3.3 billion, more than what they spent by government in 10 years, right? Through executive orders and other means. So what happened was, if you go look in history, you'll find that Roosevelt actually went and started threatening Congress. He was threatening Congress to do all this. And if you don't know, look into his history. You will find he wasn't even legal. You know, at the time, he wasn't a born natural citizen of America. He worked under the king for a long time, believe it or not. Look into the history. You look it up. These powers were used to create many of the alphabet agencies. Other laws were passed allowing the new bureaus to pass their own directives within a wide sphere of authority. Even though the National Industrial Recovery Act was found to be unconstitutional, any of the agency created under it remained. I want to repeat this. These powers, because of these executive orders done, and that's what they are, executive orders, okay? They're not legislation. These powers were used to create many of the alphabet agencies. Other laws were passed allowing the new bureaus to pass their own directive within a wide sphere of authority. So they used an unconstitutional method to make unconstitutional laws to give them a wide sphere of authority. What is that? Well, let's look at some of these administrations. Agricultural Adjustment Administration, where they control agriculture, right? Federal Farm Credit Administration, still controlling the farming. Federal Communication, Food and Drug Administration, all unconstitutional as a result of an unconstitutional act, all right? Federal Emergency Relief Administration, Federal Housing Administration, all unconstitutional, all right? I mean, I'm just going through reading some of these. Federal Work Agencies, homeowners own a corporation, unconstitutional. Internal Revenue Services, IRS, unconstitutional. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, unconstitutional. National Industrial Recovery Act, okay? That was one of National Labor Relations Act. All these stuff puts all kinds of rules, regulations, and laws against you and draws you in outside of your constitution. This is what I'm saying. Tennessee Valley Authority was unconstitutional. United States Housing Authority, United States Maritime Commission, United States Postal Service got drawn into this, actually. It got drawn into this. It was constitutional, but then they made it unconstitutional through these acts and stuff. They changed it. See, United States Postal Service was constitutional. Now, let me tell you, agencies in national security. Well, oh my goodness. Every freaking three-letter agency was formed under an unconstitutional executive order. Do you understand that these agencies are supposed to have charters and they don't have charters? Those charters protect the people because those charters give them what they need to operate under the Constitution. They provide the protections. And see, those charters were there to protect the people who work in these agencies. Now these agencies are screwed. There's a lot of good people in these agencies who are working, and they don't even realize that being screwed by unconstitutional acts by their own government that they're working for, that they've been tricked into working in a democratic form of government outside of the Republican form of government. This is the hard thing. This is the thing that when I say that we, the people, are going to have to understand that when we start taking our nation back, that it's going to require some work. it's going to require some understanding and some knowledge. Department of Education, the Department of Transportation, and Department of Health and Human Services, those are unconstitutional. It goes in. All, it goes in more and more and more. Then you go into sub-agencies where they take in our military, Department of Navy, Department of Army. All of that is unconstitutional. We have, you have a corporate side, which is the Department of Navy, Department of Army, all of that, the Pentagon, that's your corporation. Then you have the United States military. And that's why we had to be careful when we did our writ of quo warranto on who we go to in the military. See, our military is not even supposed to be at all whatsoever under the administrative procedures. And it got put in there, and I think it was 1957, where they pulled the military under it. And then next thing you know, you have the Department of Navy, Department of this, Department of that. And then they put the military, United States Navy, United States Army, United States Marine Corps, United States Coast Guard. They put all of that under there. They try to put it all under there. And they say so we can better handle things. No. That's not what it was. It was so they can control things outside and pull it outside of the Republican form of government, to take it away from the original form of our Constitution. That's what it was for. So you see how I got all of this? All right, let's see what else we got here. All right, so I'm going to go to the administrative procedures here. Minimize that. We'll go here. And now we're going to hear the Administrative Procedures Act, okay? I'm going to read some of this. Remember what I told you, okay? So agency, here's definition of Administrative Procedures Act. Agency means each authority, whether or not within or subject to review by another agency, okay, of the government of the United States other than Congress, the courts, or governments of the possessions, territories, or the District of Columbia. Nothing in this act shall be construed to repeal delegations of authority as provided by law, except as the requirements of Section 3 there shall be excluded from the operation of this act. Agencies composed of representatives of the parties or of representatives of organizations of the parties to the disputes determined by them, court martials and military commissions, military or naval authority exercised in the field in time of war or in occupied territory, or functions by which by law expired on the termination of present hostilities within any fixed period thereafter or before July 1st, 1947, in the functions conferred by the following statute, Selective Training and Service Act of 1940, and so on, right? Surplus Property Act, so we got more acts, okay? So then we go into what a person and party is. Persons include individuals, but that's the adjective, not the noun, not us, which is an entity, partnership, corporations, associations, or public or private organizations of any charter other than agencies, okay? What is a party? Party includes any person or agency's name omitted as a party or properly seeking and entitled as of right to be admitted as a party in any agency proceeding, but nothing herein shall be construed to prevent any agency from admitting any person or agency as party from limited purpose. Okay, so here you go. Republican, Democratic Party, that's what you are, is you're a party which falls under the Administrative Procedures Act, which I just read to you is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. Now you have to abide by what? Here's what I'm saying. Rules and rulemaking. Rules means the whole or any part of any agency statement or of general or particular applicability and future effect designed to implement, interpret, or prescribe law or policy or to describe the organization, procedures, or practices requirements of any agency and includes the approval or prescription for the future of rates, wages, corporate or financial structures or reorganization thereof, prices, facilities, appliances, services, or allows therefore or of valuations, costs, or accounting or practices bearing upon any of the foregoing. Rulemaking means agency process for the formulation, amendment, or repeal of a rule. How many times in the parties, and I've been to a couple parties where I was asked to speak there, and I sat in and listened, and what were you trying to do? Pat, you were constantly trying to pass rules and regulations that you thought were going to freaking help you, which all they ended up being is your very servitude. You now passing all these rules and laws in which you are now a servant to. Whereas if you are operating as an individual under the noun, as one of the people who wrote the Constitution, you do not have to abide by these rules because they only apply to what? Parties, associations, corporations, and so on. Here's what. License and licensing. License includes the whole or part of any agency permit, certificate, approval, registration, charter, membership, statutory exemption, right? Or other form of permission. Licensing includes agency process, respecting the grant, renewal, denial, revocation, suspension, annulment, withdrawal, limitation, amendment, modification, or conditioning of a license. How many of you have a driver's license? Do you know the driver's license, when you go sign for it, it's under a corporation. So now you're signing yourself to be what? To fall under this stuff. So that's how they're getting over and getting past the Constitution, is because they're tricking you, the people, into a license that should have never applied, because you have a right to what? Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Where does that right come from? It doesn't come from the Constitution. It comes from God. It is inherent by God. We wrote in the Constitution what they won't violate. They won't violate our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And now you're seeing they use unconstitutional acts, drew you into this, and now violating what? Your inherent rights by God Almighty. They are warring not only against the Constitution, they're going against God in the freaking powers that he gave us as the people when he gave us dominion over this land. Order or adjudication. Oh, everybody hears about this adjudication and orders and stuff, and want to know, I want you to understand, orders and adjudication is administrative. It is not constitutional. So you want to know why Carrie Lake, in her case, and when they took out like eight freaking exhibits out of her case, and all eight exhibits were constitutional matters, it's because her case was filed in an administrative court, and everything constitutional has no place in administrative court. That's why. And you want to know why things aren't happening and why it's taking so long. It's because you're not getting your Republican form of government. What you're getting is a carrot dangled in front of your face to get you to think things are happening so they can continue on this unconstitutional form of government against you, the people, and have you, the people, believe that something's going to happen for you and your benefit when it's not. It's going to be the illusion of a benefit for you in order to maintain control and power over you. But yet, you still can't bite your pride as the people and sit back and say, oh, shit, we better do something and stop freaking, you know, being prideful and recognize this and learn and freaking move forward. I hope I'm pissing people off, honestly. Piss you off enough to prove me wrong, at least. Because if you could prove me wrong, I'd appreciate it, because I'm living in a world right now of seeing multiple people not understanding that they are the reason why this government continues. That they are part of a system and continue to be a part of a system and not understand that they're the reason why, by being a part of the system, it continues. I don't know how else to say this. I've gone around. Everybody's invited me to come and speak. I haven't asked to go speak. You asked me to come and speak. I'm telling you the truth. I'm showing the facts. I'm showing you as it is written in the Constitution, as it is written in these unconstitutional acts. I'm showing you everything. I'm giving you where you can go look. And if you want to prove me wrong, prove me wrong. But I ask you to do so under penalty of perjury, just like I have done. If you're going to stand behind it under penalty of perjury, just like I've done. And I've done it going against the government. And again, once again, I say I, but there's multiple people who have done this under penalty of perjury. Thousands of people have done it, but there's still a lot of you who, because you're too prideful, or because you think that, well, I grew up, my daddy was a Republican. Well, your daddy was fooled too. My mama was a Democrat. Well, your mama was a fool too into all of this. We were all duped into this illusion, this fallacy of government. Go on to some of this. Rules to go talks about public information. Here's something. Rules. Every agency shall separately state and currently publish in the Federal Registry descriptions of its central and field organization, including delegations by the agency of final authority and the established places at which and methods whereby the public may secure information or make submittals or requests, right? Statements of the general course and method by which its functions are channeled and determined, including the natural and requirements of all formal and informal procedures available, as well as forms and instructions as to the scope of contents of all papers, reports, examinations, and subsequent rules adopted as authorized by law, and statements of general policy or interpretations formulated and adopted by the agency for guidelines of the public, but not rules addressed to and serve upon named persons in accordance with law. No person shall in any manner be required to resort to organization or procedures not so published. You see where I'm reading you stuff, and all it's applying to is organizations and so on, right? It's not applying to you, the people, of the Constitution that wrote the Constitution. Opinions and orders. So now you know where opinions and orders come from, which is not constitutional. That's why these cases don't close and they remain open. If you go look at all cases in our courts, they're open cases. They never close because guess what? It's an administrative. It is not a lawful order. It's not a lawful opinions. And this is what you get. What's an opinion or order? An order. Every agency shall publish or, in accordance with published rules, make available to public inspection all final opinions or orders and adjudication of cases, except those required for good cause to be held confidential and not cited as precedents in all rules. There you go. Now you're seeing that these courts are not constitutional. I've already shown you the administrative procedures has been formed as a result of another executive order that was put in place unconstitutionally, and it was deemed unconstitutional unanimously by the United States Supreme Court in 1935. Or 1934. I've already laid this all out. So, those of you who are upset because people in your Republican Party are seeing the truth, right? You are now seeing the truth. I'm going to stop sharing this. You are now seeing the truth of everything I'm laid out, and you are doing the right thing by getting out of the parties. So those of you who are still in the parties and are upset with me because this is happening, it's because no one wants to be a part of the unconstitutional system in the first place. They see the truth now. They see that by staying in there, they're being a part of the problem. You're a part of the problem. If you registered, again, what is the registering? You're registering under a party and an organization, and now you're adhering to it. Now you're part of an unconstitutional election. It's an election for the democracy. It's not an election for the republic that we formed, for which it stands. I'm just going through. You know what? You should read through the Administrative Procedures Act, but I know no one's going to take the time. Most people, 98% of the people who are listening to me will not take the time, maybe even less than that, even more than that, will not take the time to learn this, this very thing that's being used against you. And maybe you sit here and say, well, Daniel, it's not affecting me. I'm living the good life. It's not affecting you right now, but it's going to affect you. And it might even affect you sooner than you realize. Look at the stuff they're doing. They're about to get us into a World War III using an unconstitutional government right now. Oh, it's about to affect you and your family and your future family, too. So I'm just covering a little bit. I'm telling you, folks, when I say that this is only scratching the surface, when I say this is only scratching the surface of all the unconstitutional stuff that's going and happening against you, all the unconstitutional deception to where they've pulled you out of the Republican form of government and to where they have moved themselves into their own Democratic government that is now warring against the people, that is against the Constitution, which is a trespass, which is treason. It is treason. Anything that's trespassed against the Constitution is considered in a Republican form under our Constitution. Treason. It is treason. I can't say it again. It is treason. So if you're a part of the system, you're trespassing against our Republican form of government. And unfortunately, for a lot of good people out there, they've been drawn into it and they have no clue and too scared to stand up and do the right thing. And at the same time, how can you blame them? I understand because why? Because we've been also duped into getting new cars through debt, right? So now if we don't pay these new cars because we lost our job, they come and take the car from you. Do you see the control over you that they've done? They tricked you into thinking that you have to freaking get a car right now and not just a car. They trick you into thinking that you have to get a $30,000 car, get a loan, which is owned by a bank that's corporate owned, which now they put an interest on it. So you're taking a 30,000 car and paying $50,000 for it. And so if you lose your job, now you lose your car. And then if you lose your car, you can't get another job. Do you see the control? If you lose your house now, you got a house, you buy a $180,000 home with a small percentage, right, of interest, you're paying almost $500,000 on the house now instead of 180, which is what it's worth. And guess what? You lose your job, you can't pay your bills, now you're going to be evicted, and now they're going to send who? An unconstitutional law enforcement after you to remove you. And now you have no place to stay. And guess what? Because your car has been taken, now you have no car to live in either. You see how we've been duped into all of this stuff? We've been freaking tricked into this fallacy of government, not for our benefit, but for the benefit of controlling us. Control. It's all about control. It's all about power and authority. And if they can sit here and act like to you, they'll stand in your face and act like, oh, I didn't know this. Oh, no, I didn't know this. And I'm trying to do the right thing. Look, I'm the representative who passed this legislation. No, they didn't pass any legislation. Not one representative that's in office right now passed any of the legislation. You want to know who did it? Your bureaucrats and your lawyers. Your lawyers are the insurrection. They're the one writing the laws, and they're writing laws in such a way that they can keep you in court. Why? Because then you have to go get counsel to be a part of this court system that's unconstitutional, and then they get to make more money. So not as only are they making tons of money by government paying them, they're making money by you paying them. Can you tell me why in the world is me one of the people going as a plaintiff into my court system that I formed as one of the people through the Constitution have to pay to go file in court? Can you tell me why? I'll tell you why. It's because they turn the courts into a corporation. The corporation is there to make money. Did you know that's unconstitutional? They are supposed to provide a balanced budget, which is a balanced government, which means they can't profit anything. They can't make profits, and they are. There's coffers with trillions of dollars sitting there, and it's our money. It's the people's money. And yet they're still taking our money and sending it overseas, sending it over here, sending it here. And yet our gas is going up in prices. They're stopped using our freaking stuff, right? our natural resources, which would drive the gas prices down. By the way, you own those natural resources. Why are they stealing it from you, the people? Why are they using corporations to take away you, the people's natural resources? See, this is the thing that the people can't understand, and it's that simple. Why? Because God gave you dominion over the land. Look in Genesis. See, this is why they got to get rid of God out of this nation, because they don't want you to know that God gave you dominion over this land and that you made and wrote the Constitution. So not only are they trying to get rid of God out of this nation, but they're also trying to say that the Constitution is a racist document when it's not. It is a contract written by the people in order to control government. In order to control government. And guess what? If there is something that's in it that is even remote racist, guess what we the people get to do? We get to abolish it and make it right. Government did not make the Constitution. So if there's anything that's in there that goes against the individual rights of any person in race, of any type of race, color, religion, or anything, then we the people have the power to abolish it, reform it, and make it right. We have that authority. We have that power. Because we are the people. So, if you think for 1 minute, Republican, anybody in the Republican Party, if I'm going to sit here and shut my mouth, I'm not. The Republican Party, the Democratic Party, I'm not pointing out anyone in particular. I'm saying all parties involved in any form of our government is unconstitutional, period. It is being used against the people. It's being used as a democratic form of government, which, per the Constitution, is unconstitutional. The government is supposed to provide a Republican form of government. Those who are elected into our government are supposed to act on behalf of the restrictions of the Constitution and the limitations of the Constitution, and are supposed to provide laws and write laws that are necessary to aid the Constitution. They have not done that. All they have done is enacted and made executive orders that every bit of that has gone against what? Has gone against the Constitution, has even been found unconstitutional by individuals in government who there are some good, they were good individuals trying to do the right thing. I can go on and on about this, but this is where we are. This is where we are, America. Yes, we did a writ of quo warranto. The writ of quo warranto lays all of this out as the insurrection, as the treason, as the trespass, and it commands the military to step in and cease and desist and stop and arrest this insurrection immediately. So now we get to see if the military really is on the side of the people. Why am I saying that? Because how many times I'm watching all these social media platforms and everybody's waiting for the military to save them. I'm sorry, but the military only takes orders and they're not going to save you unless you, the people, exercise your authority as the people, because government has vacated its authority. It has no power. It's dissolved its power. So now we, the people, have to stand up in our authority, that's what our writ of quo warranto does. That's what the writ of prohibition did in the courts. That's why we seized the courts. Because we show that they don't have the power. They have no power. They have no authority. And so here we are. I also talk about that because you see all over social media, everybody talks about a continuity of government. Yes, our Constitution actually addresses that there's supposed to be a continuity of government provided, right? But understand something. In that continuity of government, the people still ensure that they say how the government's going to operate. They ensure that during this continuity of government, which is really only there to provide the emergencies, the continuity of for the emergency sides like law enforcement, medical, all that stuff, to and then protection while the people do what? Reform their government. While the what? People reform their government. Why the people hold their own elections, not corporations, not agencies, not parties. And you can't even understand that. You think you have to have a party to run something. I'm sorry, but you had a party for how many years and you can't even get that right? It's because even though you have PCs and all of that crap, the ones that are in control are the high ups, the very ones who also have what? Helped by unconstitutional judges, by judges who are in treason and trespassing against the people. And every one of you say it. I see so many of you that are part of the party system, and you're saying exactly that, but yet you're still giving credence by being a part of the system. You're being a part of the system and you're giving credence to it. You're allowing the system to continue against the people by being a part of it. It is time that you separate from it and stand against it because it's the very thing that's harming you. It's the very thing that you are whining and complaining about. If it's harming you and you're whining and complaining about it, why are you a part of it anymore? Ask yourself that. Truly search your heart about that. Really look into this. The system is designed to go against you. The system is designed to control you. If you're a part of it, you're a servant to it. That's you can't get no truth. You can't get no more truth than that. And then you have, what do you have? You have this stuff going around that there's possibility that Trump is the commander in chief, right? Well, if Trump is the commander in chief right now, there's a quo warranto sitting out there. There's been a quo warranto. Why haven't you ceased all of this right now? The people have commanded you to do your dadgum job. And you continue to allow all of this to happen. We have people in our Congress building, in our Congress buildings, in all of our government buildings, and they are usurping it. They are trespassing against us, and you continue to allow this to happen after the people are screaming to stop it. So if you are commander in chief, why aren't you doing your job? Not like Trump. But Trump is a servant. If he's the commander in chief, if he's the president, he took an oath, the so-called oath, which I can show otherwise, he hasn't taken it. But if he took an oath and he wants to truly do the right thing on behalf of the people, listen to me. He better listen to the people and stop this insurrection immediately. Remove these people from office, provide the continuity of government, the United States military, not the freaking corporate side of it, the side that the people formed, provide us the protections as we need so we can do our writ of election, so we can reform our government to the original form and take back our nation. Or, Trump, you can continue to call this a democracy. And show that you really are against the people. Go back and listen how many times Trump calls this a democracy. When you know, you the people know, and I ask you to search your heart again and really slow down and think about this. When you know by your heart that the Constitution that we wrote as the people says that they're to provide a Republican form of government. But yet, every word of their mouth is saying that this is a democracy. And everything you hear from everybody who's saying that Trump is the commander in chief, well, the commander in chief is not freaking stopping this insurrection after the people have ordered it. You're screaming to the top of your lungs for this to stop. And where is it at? And don't tell me, well, more people need to wake up when if Trump is the commander in chief, he has control of the military, then they have control to get the truth out, but yet we're still being censored as the people. We're still being censored as the people. Even now, I'm being censored. I don't know how many people are watching. It's telling me only two people are watching this. But yet, when I get off of this, it will say all of a sudden it's 50 people. Then I'll see 500 people have viewed it. Then the next morning, it's back down to 200 people. So, if there is a continuity of government ran by Trump and the military is in control, why are they still allowing all of this censoring to happen? Why are they not stopping it and allowing us to put the truth out? That's my question, too. It is a very legit question. Why are they allowing people to get hurt? We have a lady in Tucson right now whose child has been taken away from her unconstitutionally. There is no court record to even show that they have the authority to take this child away from her. None whatsoever. And even the court that ordered, the judge that ordered it, did so without a court case, which is mandatory to have a court case before you can do any of that, and did so without proper due process, which is what? Listed in the Constitution. Arizona Constitution talks about that they have to provide a freaking due process. I'm sorry, at the same time I'm typing. Arizona Constitution. Let's see. Let's get under here. Article 2. We're going to go to Article 2, Declaration of Rights, because we wrote it. And due process, Section 4, due process. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without what? Due process of law. This lady had her child taken away from her. And she was not provided, she was deprived of life, liberty, and property. Yes, property too. Did you know that the Bible says that you inhabit it, that this body is a tent? So it's a piece of property that you inhabit. Your soul inhabits this. This is your land. This is your property. That child inhabits that body. That is their property. That is their land, right? Some of you are probably like, right now, your mind's blown. You're like, this guy's crazy. No, I'm not. This is the way it's laid out. Our founding fathers knew it. That's why we're individuals. We're sovereign in our individual rights. We're kings without subjects, because this makes us sovereign. This body we inhabit makes us sovereign. When we inhabit this body and we inhabit Arizona and the United States within, that makes it sovereign. And what did they do? They took this child. They took her life from her. A piece of her life they took from her without due process. They took the child's liberty from her. They took her liberty from her, from being able to be the person that raises that child. She can't go and get that child. They kidnapped the child. They kidnapped it and took the child and then falsely imprisoned the child. This is what you're dealing with. And it's all under administrative procedures. All of it under administrative procedures. And you being a part of the system and allowing it to happen. Why? For a paycheck, for most of you, for a paycheck. I have watched video after video of people showing to law enforcement the truth of what the Constitution says. And I've even heard over and over law enforcement officers say, "Well, my boss tells me I have to, or I'm going to get fired." So you mean to tell me someone else's rights is not important whatsoever? When you said you're going to take an oath to the Constitution, you're telling me that someone else's freedoms is not important to you. Here's something. Oaths and affirmations, the mode of administering, we're talking, since you took an oath to the Constitution, government officials, the mode of administering oath or affirmation shall be such as shall be most consistent with the binding upon the conscience of the person to whom such oath or affirmation may be administered. Why is the conscience, right? Because it is supposed to be a conscience of right and wrong. What is right and what is wrong? What is right is you said that you were going to take an oath to the Constitution, that you were going to protect and maintain the individual rights of the people. That's what you took an oath to, right? You said you took an oath to the Constitution, so you said you're going to freaking protect and maintain the people's individual rights. I tell you what, if your family member, if your wife or husband was in that freaking room trying to exercise their rights, and what are you going to tell them? That you have to arrest them? That you're going to have to arrest them because you don't want to lose your job? Is that what you're going to do? But see, since it's not a family member, since it's not a loved one, it doesn't matter to you. It doesn't affect you. And you're going to use the same system that's unconstitutional to protect you. This is what I had to learn. And this is the realization that hurt me real bad, because when I became a law enforcement officer, I really was hoping and thought that I was protecting the people, in which I did multiple times over. Multiple times over, I know you as law enforcement have protected people and protected people's constitutional rights. But multiple times over, you have done the complete opposite and didn't even know it. And I understand you are operating in good faith, but guys, when someone sits there and shows you how something's unconstitutional, and now you say and use an excuse of you might lose your job. Well, I tell you what, you know better, because if a freaking commanding officer tries to tell you to do something unconstitutional, they're obstructing justice. Because how are they obstructing justice? Because they're going against the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, which is a mandatory provision. And you have the power and you have the authority and you have the responsibility to arrest that individual. Truth to matter told. And there's so many of you right now that might be listening to me who know exactly what I'm saying, but yet you're just trying to get that retirement. You're trying to skate by as much as you can. One more year left, and I can freaking get my retirement, and none of this matters anymore. Yeah, I've heard actually cops say that. I've actually heard law enforcement say that the only reason why they're in is because they're trying to get their retirement. And meanwhile, they're going to continue to go against multiple rights. It's not easy to explain this, especially when 90, probably 95, 98% of the people don't even have a fundamental principle or understanding of what their rights are. Heck, lots of people out there still think that they're governed, that the government governs them, then it doesn't. How can the government govern someone when the government was formed by the people? How can it? It can't. It only can because you don't know what you need to stand up for. And the truth of the matter is you're not giving consent, you're just being deceived into it. Due to your lack of knowledge, due to your fear and not standing up, or due to the pride that you think you know better. I don't know other way to better say this. And watch, I'll get another call from someone trying to show me how I'm hurting things, but can't show me how what they're doing is constitutional. They can't show me because they can't, because what I'm saying is true. It's already been proven such because the government has not responded. And so their silence and acquiescence stands as truth. By law, it stands as truth. All they have to do, all the freaking court has to do, all the legislator has to do, an executive branch, all they have to do under penalty of perjury is show where anything in our court cases and our affidavits and remonstrances where we're wrong at. And I will come on this bad boy and I will show, hey, they showed me where I was wrong, and here's me correcting myself, right? Here's me correcting myself because I want to do what's right. I want to do what's constitutional. I just want our individual rights, our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness to get back to its original form. Don't you? Don't you? Don't you want to be able to live in America and not worry about an insurrection and not worry about the invasion at our border and not worrying about who's coming across our border and what are they going to do to us? And not worry about all of this, this crazy amount of taxes being taken out from us and stole still, I mean, they're stealing it from us. They're squandering all of the money that we are working hard for. Don't you want that back? I mean, I can't say back because we never had it. I think the last people that had it, you might as well go back 100 to 150 years ago. And even then, they were slowly having one thing after another taken away from them because they didn't realize that the king from England was usurping and was insurrecting into our government through lawyers, esquires, and attorneys. And then, unfortunately, there are a few handful of attorneys out there who are good, but they don't even realize the system they're a part of. We have been duped in this fallacy so much, and a lot of them won't even give it up because they're making too much money. They're living good. It's not bothering them right now, right? Right? Wait till you lose America. And wait till now, all those you lose America and you can't fight back because they convinced you otherwise, right? And in order to fight back, the sacrifice that's going to be required, as you've seen through veterans, is going to be your life. Right now, the sacrifice is you just getting off your lazy butts and doing something. And I know there's a lot of you getting up and you're doing something. This isn't for you. Me saying that isn't for you. It's for those who know they should be doing something and aren't. Arizona Constitution, Section 3. The Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land to which all government, state, and federal is subject. What did I say? We're sovereign without subjects. I mean, without yes, subjects. I'm sorry. But guess what? We're also sovereign with servants when those take an oath to be governed by us, right? But see, once we give that constitution, they are subject to what? The Constitution. So at the end of the day, they are our subjects. To protect what? To here in part B, to protect the people's freedom and to preserve the checks and balances of the United States Constitution. Everything that I've been saying is already written in the Constitution. This state may exercise its sovereign authority to restrict the actions of its personnel and the use of its financial resources to purpose that are consistent with the Constitution by doing any of the following, right? So they can restrict the actions of its personnel and the use of its financial resources to proposes that are consistent with the Constitution. I said that earlier. If you go back and really listen to what I said that everything that they pass, initiatives, referendums, bills, passing a bill pursuant to Article 4, Part 2, and Article 5, Section 7, as long as they abide by the Constitution and they what help the Constitution. Here's another thing I can go to. Miscellaneous, let's see, schedules miscellaneous, Article 22 of the Constitution, Arizona Constitution, and let's see, Article 22. And let's see, I want to go to in all right, Section 21. Mandatory provisions constitute legislators shall enact all necessary laws to carry into effect the provisions of this Constitution. They have not been doing that because guess who's not representing you? The representatives are not representing you because they're part of corporations, parties, and associations. And therefore, guess who's making the laws is bureaucrats and freaking lawyers. That's what's going on. That's what's happening to you. And you just don't know it because you don't know what the Constitution says. You don't understand how it works, and you don't understand how laws, anything that's any rules, legislation, which is like statutes and so on, regulations, all of that are not to be applied to the people. If they abrogate the Constitution, they're not up to be applied to the people, period. And we have probably 98 to 99% of our laws are unconstitutional. It is what it is. The acts, all of that stuff. I don't even know how long I've been on here. It's about time that I get off. Otherwise, we can continue and continue and we can continue. And but you know how I am. I'll get to talking and A lot of people say it's teaching them. So at the same time, I think it's important that you know. Think it's important that you know. Those of you who are going to the Board of Supervisors and wondering, and I was one of them, wanting to know why they're not freaking doing their thing. It's because even the counties do not have charters. Our counties are supposed to have charters. They don't have charters. So what are they being regulated by? Statutes. And these statutes that are written are unconstitutional statutes. You have statutes that apply. They have an act, which is unconstitutional. Which how are they running your elections on the county level? Through unconstitutional means, through the Have Act, through corporations, through parties. That's why they're not listening to you. You want to know why they're saying they're limiting you to 2 minutes of speech. The Arizona Constitution says every person may freely speak, write, and publish on all subjects, being responsible for the abuse of that right. And that's what you're doing. But why are they not listening to you? Because they're not operating in a Republican form of government. This is something I had to learn. It took me 3 years, but at least now, through our hard work, investigations, and all of this, we have the evidence to show the treason against you, the people. You can't defeat our evidence. I'm speaking boldly right now, telling you the evidence and everything that we have, and thousands of other people through their affidavits and remonstrances. You cannot go against it as a government. Do you want to know why they're not coming after me? And I'm calling them out for treason. And they're not coming after me for libel charges because they don't want a piece of that in court because I can show constitutionally where I'm standing in my authority. And if they do come after me, it's treason. They're coming after me. They're warring after me, is what they're doing. Same thing with you. That's what's happening. That's what they're choosing to do. Because you will watch. If they do come after me, they will not give me what is mentioned in the quarter, what is mentioned in our Constitution. Let's go back. I just messed that up. And let's see, Article 2. I'm going to look for it. I can find it. Our Constitution, they're supposed to provide a jury of your peers, not an administrative jury. But a jury of your peers, when you're dealing with anything where you might have harmed someone or harmed anything, right? You get a right to trial. Oh, by the way, we put that in our Constitution. They voided that too. Article 2, Section 32, the provisions of this Constitution are mandatory unless by express words they are declared to be otherwise. Like I said, I talked about this earlier. Unless by express words they are declared to be otherwise, the only people who can declare otherwise what the Constitution says is us. Judges can only say what is already said, can only affirm, reaffirm, or confirm what's already written. That's all they can do. They don't get to determine if the Second Amendment, what is construed as, is the silencer part of the gun, is it is part of being armed, right? The right to be armed, right? Is the silencer part of it? Is a machine gun a part of it? Yeah, it's all a part of it. We have a right to be armed. We have a right for that. No one else can say otherwise. No one else gets to say what type of firearm or any kind of, it's not even firearm, what type of arms we can have or not. No one but us. If they want to do something to where they can clarify it, then guess what? We the people will do an amendment to the Constitution and determine what our Second Amendment is. That's how it goes. Government doesn't get to do that. Oh, by the way, it has to be ratified by the people, which it can't be right now because we don't have a constitutional election. The right to bear arms shall never be infringed. And I just read to you that we declare otherwise what our Constitution says. We do. We wrote it. We're the only ones that can declare otherwise what it says. Government can only affirm and reaffirm or confirm what is already written. That's all they can do. And anything outside of that, they trespass against you. Yes, they trespass against you. And if you think they can't be held and they got some kind of immunity, no, we never gave them that immunity. We never gave them immunity. If you go look and you start looking at the amendments after the 10th Amendment, you will see that the people never did ratify any of those amendments afterwards. Conventions can't ratify amendments. Go look that up. Learn yourself something. Article 2, Section 26. The right of an individual citizen to bear arms in defense of himself or the state shall not be impaired, but nothing in this section shall be construed as authorizing individuals or corporations to organize, maintain, or employ an armed body of men. I want to, something about this, actually, I got a little question on, honestly. But then again, shall not be impaired. The right to bear arms shall not be impaired. So what this is saying, authorize individuals or corporations to organize, maintain, or employ an armed body of men. Employ, okay? So basically making a private entity or corporation to have an armed body of men when we've in the Constitution given the right to what? A militia. Different deal here, right? That's a different thing. So this is talking about something different. You got to read into this a little bit more. Here's something. Article 2, Section 20. What I tell you, we did a quo warranto commanding the military to step in and what? Stop this insurrection. Article 2, Section 20. The military shall be in strict subordination to civil power. Okay? I want to explain something to you. When civil power has dissolved itself, the power goes back to the people. Why? Because the people formed the civil power. This is something that's got to be understood. These are the little things that when you really start educating yourself, you'll start understanding. When you read into this stuff, you will know the next steps that need to apply if something is wrong. Well, something is wrong. We have an unconstitutional government operating. Therefore, we no longer have a civil power by the people. So the people have to devolve and take back and take that power and enforce it and stand in their authority. And guess what? It says here, the military shall be in strict subordination to it. You go look at other states' constitutions, and multiple states' constitutions say that the military is to be in strict subordination to the power. I think I read enough. Real quick, when we were talking about elections, sorry, my nose started running. Article 2, Section 21, all elections shall be free and equal. Free and equal. No power, civil or military, shall at any time interfere to prevent the free exercise of the right of suffrage. We have our civil and we have powers to be interfering in our elections. All right. Our elections are supposed to be free and clear. They're supposed to be by us, the people. How do I know that? Well, we wrote it in Article 7, Section 7. We'll go to that. All elections held by the people in this state, the person or persons receiving the highest number of legal votes shall be declared elected. So what does it say? In all elections held by the people in this state, the people. Not parties, not corporations, and I don't care what anybody says about how the parties are electing freaking committee men, and that's representing the people. No, it's not. Because nowhere in the Constitution did we say parties can represent the people. Nowhere. You find somewhere in the Constitution where that's true. Show me to be, prove me wrong. I'm going to tell you what you're going to find is that in all elections held by the people in all 50 states, and if it says otherwise, I would tell you to look and see when that constitutional provision was changed, because you will probably find that since 2020, you'll see that they've been changing constitutions, provisions in multiple states, which is unconstitutional because it was never properly ratified by the people, because the elections were never held by the people. And so now you see the changing of our nation without you even knowing, because you don't pay attention as the people. Article 7, Section 1. All elections by the people shall be by ballot and by such other method as prescribed by law, provided that secrecy in voting shall be preserved, right? The only way you're going to preserve secrecy in voting is if it's done in the private. And who's in the private? We, the people. All elections by the people. Once it becomes a party, it's no longer private. Once it becomes ran by corporations, it's no longer private. Once it's ran by government, it is no longer private. It is no longer by the people. And in there, it is now not preserved. Now, the elections are to be counted in the public, which who counts them? The people publicly count them. We go vote privately, and then we take our vote, put it in a box privately, and then once everything's said and done, publicly we count them so the people know what's going on. So everybody knows what's going on. You've been tricked, you've been deceived, you've been pushed, forced, coerced, you name it, into an unconstitutional system, because the fact is you're not standing up. You're not coming together and assembling peacefully as the people and standing up to this mess. You're not saying we're not freaking abiding by this unconstitutional government anymore. You're just letting it happen. You're going about your business. So many of you are going about your business and wanting to know why things aren't changing. And you think for 1 minute, if you think you're going to vote this problem away, you are part of the insanity it is of the same people who think that if you're going to be a part of a system that is restricting you to fix this, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. You are so wrong. You've always been wrong. Prove me otherwise and do so under penalty of perjury and show me in the Constitution where I'm wrong. Show me in the laws where I'm wrong. And I will come on this freaking thing right here and I'll tell everybody I'm wrong. You can't. I'm showing you as it is written. I'm showing you the authority you have. Stop being a part of the system. Stop helping the system run against the Constitution and running and going against the individual rights of the people. The minute you stop being a part of the system, the minute the system can't even operate anymore. I hope you see what I'm saying. I'm done, guys. I'm done. So please share this. Please share this. I'm going to share it as multiple places as I can. I've laid it out to you. I've shown you where all of these things have been done by unconstitutional acts and by an insurrection. It's up to you to do something about it now. It's up to you, to the people. One thing you can do is start putting it out there. Putting it out there that you are done. Start coming together, assembling as the people, as individuals, not as foundations, not as corporations or agencies or anything like that, Because what you do when you become a charity or foundation or anything like that, right? Associations or anything, now you're putting yourself in an administrative side. You no longer stand in your authority as one of the individuals who created government. Stop being a part of it. And when government officials tell you that, you know, if you go form an association or if you go form that, you will have more power. No, they're telling you that to trick you into being servants to the whole system. That's what's happening to you. That's what's happening to you. You're giving life to a system that's making you a servant to it. Can you see it? This is now my step of faith and walking by faith, not by sight, of understanding that I got to trust God is working in the hearts of the people to see the truth, to see through the fallacy and deception that's being laid, this wool that's being put over their eyes, to cut through that wool and be able to see the truth and the light that it is. This is another part of my life and walk by faith that I have to stand out there and say, okay, God, I was trying to take this in my hands and I got to give it to you and know that it's you who puts it on the hearts, the truth of the people. I just got to do my part that he's called me to do. And I hope and I pray right now, I hope and pray that I have been doing that because I do not want to lead any of you astray. I don't. All I want to do is lead all of you to the point of we working together to bring back our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness and not to be slaves of a system. Of a system that we did not create. We created a Republican form of government, not a democracy. That's what I want. That's what I thought I was fighting for as a Marine. That's what I thought I was fighting for and doing as a law enforcement officer when I became one and I realized I wasn't. Try biting that piece of freaking steak off. Freedom was so important to me a whole life. And then realizing that I took people's freedoms away at times without due process, it still hurts me. I'm glad in my heart that I was acting in good faith at the time, but now that I know, there's no way I can be acting in good faith and do that stuff anymore because I'm not. That's why you don't see me going to be a cop anymore right now. Not until we fix this and make it right for people to be constitutional law enforcement officers in a way that is going to protect the individual rights of the people. When that happens, oh man, I would love to be a servant again for the people. Because there's so many things that cops do for us that save people's lives and the sacrifices they make, I can tell you, it's just there's other parts of it that they don't know, that we didn't know. But we can make it right because we have the power as the people to reform and abolish government. All we need to do is reform it, make it better. That's all we need to do. We don't need to abolish it. We just need to reform it, make it better for us. I'll leave you to that. First of all, I just pray, Lord. I just pray that we can put this in your hands and know that you're going to show us the truth. That you're going to give us the authority to overcome all of this corruption, all of this wrong, and that honestly, it's going to be done in a way that you get glory, Father, that you show us who you are and how much you love us. There's so much pain and suffering going on, and we need you to step in. If that stepping in is bring in the tribulations, bring in the judgment, so be it, Lord. Because this is painful to see children taken away from their family, to see children taken and putting in systems that they're being raped and murdered and to see people's rights that you gave them taken away from them. Well, I know there's so many people out there praying for you to provide this freedom once again. So, Lord, I just pray you hear our prayers and you see our hearts and you heal this nation. I pray that the people see the truth about who you are because they're being deceived at every way possible. They're being psyoped, they're being everything is just they're being confused in so much that they're having a hard time seeing the truth, Lord. But you can pierce all of that. You created the heavens and the earth. Your word is what started it. Your law supersedes, is absolute over all of it. So, Lord, I just pray that you come in and save this nation and save this world. Because not only in all these inherent rights that we have in this nation, it doesn't just belong to us, it belongs to everybody in the world. Everybody has these rights. These rights are from you, Lord. So I just pray people see it and stand in this right that you've given us. And I pray that we can come together and be good stewards of what you've given us. But again, Lord, if we can't, judgment has to happen, Lord. I know it. And you're the only one that can bring righteous judgment in all of this evil. So, Lord, we just put it in your hands and we pray for protection over our families, over this nation, over everyone. In Psalms 91, Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks, take courage. The Lord says, take courage, do not fear. I'm going to be done. So I'm going to end this right now. Y'all have a good night.